The poet W.H. Auden called the years leading up to the Second World War a low, dishonest decade. To a great extent, that's exactly what the last 8 years have been in Lansing. Legislators and the governor have failed over and over to deal with Michigan's fundamental problems, including the fact that the way in which government operations are financed is fatally flawed. They know that a vast structural reform of state finances is desperately needed, but they refuse to tackle it. They are required by law to pass balanced budgets, so year after year they've cobbled together budgets that rely on smoke and mirrors and stealing from the future to avoid responsibility today. The low point may have come a few years ago when they traded more than $900 million in tobacco settlement money the state was to get in future years for $400 million right away. This year has seen an all-too-familiar, dreary pattern. As usual, it started with Governor Jennifer Granholm tepidly proposing some mild reform, which she later gave up on, having been unable or unwilling to try to get it through the legislature. This time, it was proposing changes in the state sales tax. Eventually, she lost interest in that, and a few weeks ago had the idea of raising a little money by putting state liquor distribution rights up for sale to the highest bidder. But she seems to have lost interest in that, too, or at least wasn't willing to fight for it. At any rate, it disappeared before the budget deal was final. Legally, the state has to adopt a balanced budget every year before midnight, October 1st, when the new fiscal year starts. This year, they told us they intended to get it done early, by June 30th. Well, that didn't happen. Then it was going to be done in July and August and for sure by Labor Day. None of that happened, in part because the politicians kept taking vacations. Now there are only 22 days from another potential government shutdown. The leadership has agreed on a deal for a budget that looks balanced, at least on paper. They managed to do this by playing accounting games, using money meant for other purposes, and the legislative equivalent of baling wire and string. The one good thing about this budget is that it apparently provides the $84 million in matching funds the state needs to get almost half a billion more from the federal government. Your lawmakers came perilously close to throwing that away. Economists I respect tell me, however, that this budget is not really balanced at all. It includes assumptions about increased revenues through a tax amnesty and changes having to do with unclaimed property. Those revenue projections are over-optimistic. Nor is it certain this deal will hold. But the lawmakers all want to get back to campaigning or looking for other jobs. Yesterday, a spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop had the decency to admit that this doesn't address any of the long-term budget issues. "This is a fix for the present problem," he said. Well, it really isn't that either, but it may enable them all to get out of town. 4 months from now, it'll be a new crop of leaders' turn to try and deal with the mess.